evidence cases to prove that chronic pain, depression, and in fact, all degenerative problems can be cured. This is an astounding claim, but we are determined to prove it by sharing our remarkable cases every Saturday. This week, we're concentrating on respiratory ailments such as allergies, asthma, bronchitis, and sinus problems. Please call us for any questions or comments during the show at 800-227-KBRT. Our first patient today is Bill. Dr. Tong, can you tell us a little bit about him?
Yes, Bill came to me a couple of weeks ago from San Francisco. He was going to have surgery for a nasal polyp. In fact, he had one surgery done before, but the polyps all recurred within a few months. So this is a perfect case of treating symptoms, but not treating the underlying cause. For those people who have the tumor and cancer removed and think that your problem will resolve, you're really killing yourself. You just treat a symptom, but never treat the underlying problem that caused cancer in the first place. In any case, when he first came to me, his maxillary sinuses, both sides were all plugged up. His sinuses are all congested and infected. And I'll let Bill describe to us how we would help him.
Okay, let's see. I think he's on the line. Hello, Bill? Hello, Bill?
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good.
You're in San Francisco, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Well, can you describe what I did for you a couple of Fridays ago? Well,
why don't you summarize your history first from the beginning?
I've had sinus problems for the last 10, 15 years, and last 2 years been very bad, and last year I had surgery for my sinuses.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was fine for 6 months, and then it started to go bad again. About a month ago, I went to my ENT, and they did a CAT scan, and polyps have come back again. Both my maxillary sinuses had filled up, there were polyps even on the right side of it, and I had a real tough time breathing. I couldn't even lie down and sleep. I had to sleep with puffed up pillows, and had mucus coming out of my nose all the time.
So how did you find out about Dr. Tong?
So I found out Dr. Tong on the internet. And then I went to Dr. Tong.
From San Francisco.
That's correct.
Flew down here.
That's right. But only for that reason.
What did your wife say about spending all this money, airplane tickets, coming down to see me? What did she say?
Bought this ticket. It was a really expensive ticket. And then she came home and she says, I said, yeah, I'm going to Los Angeles. And she says, oh, how much did you spend? You should have got a cheaper ticket. And I said, wait a minute.
You said you should do some research.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, you took antibiotics and you saw herbalists in the past, and the problem all came back.
That's right. I was actually took two sets of antibiotics before I came to you. Mm-hmm. And you did that treatment, and ever since that, both my noses have opened up. Every day, I feel my polyps shrinking.
Let me ask you a question again. You've had one treatment, only one treatment.
Right. It was a little extended treatment. I think
right.
It took me a little bit longer treatment than normally does. But it has been remarkable. And every day I feel a change in me. And it's like I can breathe very easily from both my nose. I have stopped snoring.
Really? One treatment, that amazes
how
me.
How soon after, tell the audience, how soon after my treatment that you can breathe?
That very day.
That same day. Yeah, I mean, right afterwards, right?
Right away.
So have you
been able to breathe from my right nose, and I was able to breathe that day, and as a matter of fact, I asked my wife every day, do I snore, and she says she has stopped snoring.
That is incredible.
I just want to mention one thing. You also have high blood pressure and other problems, okay? All of the problems are connected. And that's exactly why you should come back and get more treatment and then get on it so I can adjust your supplements. I understand that you have some problem with this couple of supplements give to you. So the body cannot be treated, your sinus problem cannot be treated as an isolated problem.
Right.
Your blood pressure and everything else all connected. When everything's all treated, you will reach your full potential in your work and in your accomplishment and so forth.
That's correct. My blood pressure has come down on the high and the low by 5 points.
No kidding. Just one treatment. That's good.
And so that's also really good. But the other thing that has also helped me is the food list that you gave me.
Yes.
I'm following it, not 100%, but 50%.
That's good enough. And 100% would be even better. Yes.
And I think that has also really helped me.
See, this you illustrate the point that all the conditions, your high blood pressure and everything else, are all connected all together. And so you cannot treat one thing without treating and nothing, no. But you plan to come back, and I know you will be happy, because when everything's all treated and you get on the lifestyle modification, you'll be healthy for the rest of life. And just once in a while come down, or just get good supplement from us, and hope you're happy.
Yes, I will definitely come down and get additional treatment.
Yes, thank you for sharing your story, Bill. It's incredible.
Okay.
And we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, so I think the most incredible part of Bill's story is that he had surgery for his polyps, and they grew back. His x-rays showed that both maxillary sinuses were all infected. Yet with only one treatment from Dr. Chong, his nose cleared immediately and remains clear for 2 weeks. If you're thinking of having sinus surgery, don't. Dr. Chong has treated thousands of similar cases. Check our website, www.drtong.com. That is drtong.com. Subscribe to our free newsletter to learn more about Dr. Chong's treatment and how you can cure your pain, depression, sinus problem, or whatever problem you may have.
If you'd like to make a call,
call for an appointment at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Okay, I think we'll just listen from our next caller, Jessica.
Hello.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Good. Thanks for taking the time to share your story today. Why don't you just go ahead with it?
Okay. Basically, I was feeling very ill one late afternoon watching TV. I saw an ad for Dr. Chong. I had tried about 10 years of Western medicine to treat my sinus problems, bronchitis, throat.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, just a constant recurring cold every other month. And I just had enough, so I called Dr. Chong and went in for my visit. Within one treatment, I noticed that I never had an asthma attack ever since my first day of seeing him, which I used to suffer from exercise-induced asthma.
Mm-hmm.
My colds seemed to slowly progress, and over the period of the last 2 to 3 years, I've actually been healthy for the last year, no colds at all. And I think that Dr. Chong really has taught me a lot, rather than just curing me of my ailments, giving me lots of advice, lots of knowledge and wisdom that I would not get any other place. You know, you can't read what he can tell you in a book. You can't find the package that he provides you in the library. His information just is a strong guide to help you change your lifestyle, and, you know, regardless of what problems you have, whether it's sinus or not, you know, there's an unlimited amount of things that he can help you with.
Yeah, back pain, acne, I think toenail fungus,
yep.
And knee problem.
Headaches. What happened with those problems?
As far as, like, I think my sports injuries were the best recovery. I used to have a lump of scar tissue in my right knee from a snowboarding injury. And I didn't see him up until 5 months after the injury, when it was still really painful and sore, and I had only had a contusion, yet I was still getting, you know, daily problems from it. After about 3 treatments, the scar tissue has completely just disappeared. It no longer exists. My knee feels good on a daily basis. There's barely any residue from the injury at all. And, you know, I had back problems as well, which used to give me a lot of trouble in my lower back. And, you know, one treatment from Dr. Chong, it's like I've never felt that severe of a pain ever again.
So you're pretty healthy right now, your condition?
Yeah.
Actually, when was the last time that you had a treatment for me?
I'd say it's been about 2 years.
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
And you hadn't had one asthma attack or any sinus problems?
No. The asthma was definitely my favorite cure.
Yes.
Never having to suffer from an asthma attack, I can't tell people enough of what a great feeling that is.
And you're not on inhalers or pills?
No. I had been on so many different inhalers and the pills that just make you so jittery and horrible that, you know, you can feel the opening of your lungs from the inside out when you get a treatment. You feel, you get in touch with your inner body and really feel the organs in each individual cell like rejuvenate and open up and receive the blood flow that it needs so desperately. You need the oxygen and the nutrients all to just help you be well. If you're closing that off by tensing your muscles and, you know, breaking your circulation, it flows. You're an organism. You need to have that flow to be healthy.
Well, Jessica, I think I need to hire you to come here.
In addition to learning from you, I teach myself. It's not all up to you to make people better.
Right.
It's a partnership.
To be better on their own.
Right.
I fix your mind-body disharmony that causes your symptoms.
Yeah.
You had to fix your lifestyle and another factor that caused the place that your symptom in the first place.
Yeah.
And you are a very, very great patient. You have been vacationing in New Zealand the last 2 years, and imagine you have to take all those drugs and stuff like this, and how can you do scuba diving?
Yeah.
So that's incredible.
I'm very lucky, you know. If it wasn't for you, I probably wouldn't be able to pass the test to go scuba diving. You have to exhale and, you know, rate a certain rating on your lung capacity.
And how is your job that you're getting from Catalina Island? You're moving over there. You're getting a job as a scuba diver instructor?
I'm going to be going through my instruction course.
Fantastic.
So I will become an instructor.
No, you wouldn't be able to do it with exercise, you wouldn't do it for asthma.
No, I wouldn't. It's a very heavy breath underwater.
Right.
It's a lot of lung capacity and a lot of strength. You have to really be able to control your lungs, breathe slow. It's like yoga. And I have always had trouble with any type of exercise, you know? And
now you have
no problems now.
Yes. You have a problem underwater with asthma attack, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks very much for sharing the story
for
today.
Of course, and I hope that, you know, anyone who's suffering definitely seeks you out, because there's no better helping hand for a cure.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Tong, that is... I am flabbergasted. I'm speechless. Someone who has asthma attacks, at least, you know, four huge attacks a year, and now she's going to be a scuba diver instructor?
Well, she's not the only case. In fact, she's a very, very typical case that I can do. Any patient with asthma, allergy, bronchitis, I tell them on the phone that I can cure them, I can get them
from the first
time.
Treatment.
From the very first treatment, the problem is that the media, the medical professional, the profession, the government, they don't want to know this. And that is why we had the show. We're spending all this time, all this money to try to fix our health problem. And there's so much more money in using drug or surgery, but not actually curing the patients.
Now, my question is how... I mean, this is amazing. I know I say that all the time, but they get relief after the first treatment. How can you explain why they get relief after the first treatment?
Well, I think it's a good time for me to explain that, because we're having a little difficulty trying to get a hold of our other two patients with bronchitis and with asthma and so forth. Actually, we have two more patients. One of them came to me with carpal tunnel syndrome, and in the process, it's found out that I can also treat allergies, colds, flus, bronchitis, and so forth. And each time she came to me, I get the, get her problem better. And another patient that we also have lined up is a tennis player who came to me with severe back pain, and he could not bend his back backward to serve. And he's actually almost like a semi-professional. And he had chronic fatigue for 15 years, used to play 12 to 14 hours of tennis without fatigue. But then he came down with severe tiredness, depression, mental fog, After 3 to 4 hours of working, he'll get tired. I cure all his problems. I'll get the Henry back some of this day. The secret of the treatment is actually had to do with the mind. The energetic aspect that discovered by the ancient Oriental, and then subsequently proved, verified by Einstein and quantum mechanics. If you look at the world at large, every time you want to cure something, you start with the mind. If you have a plumbing problem, you call a plumber. You have a legal problem, you call an attorney. So our mind is the invisible energy body that superimposed on top of the physical body. Now, Western medicine only study the body, but never study the mastermind, the invisible part, which is our true self that orchestrate and motivate every single action in the physical body.
Another thing about Western medicine, it seems, is there's so many specialties. You go see one doctor to see for your asthma, you see another one for your back pain, and it seems that you treat them all together.
That's right. You have a sinus problem, you go to an allergist, you go to an ENT doctor, but have you ever think about that you never leave home, leave your nose at home and walk out without your nose or without your back? The whole system, even in medical education, you know that the heart affects the kidney affects the spleen, and everything works together, and as they're tied together by very, very intimate functional synchrony. And you really cannot treat one symptom and without treating the whole person.
Let me interrupt you for a second. I just want to tell our listeners. Dr. Tong can cure your asthma, allergies, sinus infections. You don't need drugs or surgery. Set up a consultation with Dr. Tong. Call today before 2 and you'll get a free gift, a supplement that will decrease cravings for sugars and starch. Call 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Visit our website, www.drtong.com. That is drtong.com. Send us your email address to receive our free newsletter on mind-body medicine. If you have any questions or comments right now during our show, give us a call at 800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. Again, any questions or comments on Dr. Tong's treatment, give us a call, 800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. All right, Dr. Tong, you were saying?
Yes, I just want to make a comment on the conventional approach to treating patient symptoms. Suppressing symptom really does not mean improvement of health. The recent study on calcium channel blockers show that patients whose blood pressure are lowered by these drugs actually have higher death rates from heart disease and heart attacks and so forth, even though the blood pressures are lower. So it's the same thing like if you have a water stain on a wall, painting over it doesn't really solve the problem. You ignore the underlying leak.
The underlying problem
will continue to rot your system. And on top of that, that insult to injury is a side effect of the drugs. You add the side effect of drugs and the untreated underlying source of the problem, you get double jeopardy. And then on top of that, we have this reductionistic approach of having multiple specialists, each one concentrate, focus on one symptom, and use a multiple of drugs, drug after drugs, and then use drug to treat symptoms of drugs.
It's a vicious cycle
to turn the whole society into a drug abuse dependent society. And like I mentioned the first time in our first show, there was a JAMA study in July 26, I think, this year, a landmark study from public health showing that conventional drugs and surgery, legitimate treatments, they are killing over 250,000 people a year in hospitals. You're not counting unreported cases, not counting patients from nursing homes, not counting clinics and so forth. Okay, so, and then from CDC statistic, the actual number one killer of Americans age 34 and younger are listed under unintentional injection and adverse reactions. That's just a euphemism for conventional drug adverse reactions.
Right.
So drugs actually totally convinced. Okay, we've taken everything together, is the number one cause of death. And mistakes by British doctor kills 40,000 people a year, and that's the third leading cause of death. And in fact, there were two strikes by doctor in Israel. One was March of last year, and then 8 years ago. In both times, the mortality actually came down when doctors stopped working. And except in one hospital where doctors cannot strike, the mortality stayed up. So you think that you're getting well from regular drug and surgery, you're just killing yourself. And think of another way to look at it. If you have somebody come and fix your problem, they use a treatment that harms something else. Let's say you hire a plumber. A plumber fixes your plumbing problem and ruins your electricity. Now, would you pay him?
Right.
Absolutely not. You back charge them, okay? But how can we pay billions and billions and billions of dollars that use toxic stuff to ruin your body and you still so gladly pay them? And
absolutely, that's the only profession that does that.
The only profession that get away with it,
right.
Okay? And that has to do with our health. And then we allow our government to spend billions and billions and billions of dollars on research to try more toxic drugs, stronger drugs. Stronger drugs have higher... we have another patient on the line?
No, we have finish when you're saying stronger drugs.
Yeah, stronger drugs have more toxicity. So you're just ruining your system. You're covering your symptom. You never treat the other side line off. Let's hear what somebody have a comment.
Okay. Hello, Paul? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, do you have a question for us?
Sure. I'm in here in the hospital right now with COPD, and I was just wondering what he could do for me.
I can get rid of your problem and slowly make you recover. COPD, what your doctors are using right now without malicious intent, I'm just trying to help you out, okay? The very, very first thing you need on any disorder is your energy from the mind.
Yeah.
Like I told you, you have a plumbing problem, you call a plumber, you have a legal problem, you call an attorney. Only mental intelligence can restore order. Health is a highly ordered state, so you need this energy. This energy is lost at death. When somebody dies, you don't lose any genes, you don't lose any molecule, you don't lose any oxygen. Your body remains the same, but you lose your healing energy. So without this healing energy, no drug can treat a dead person. So what happened to you right now, the energy to your lung, to your heart, is being cut off and you don't have any circulation. So no matter how much amount of drugs that they give to you, no aerosols and no dilator thing, you got to get the body working, not interfering from outside. To cure something, you have to get the body back on its own feet, functioning by itself. That's the only way to cure, so that you can cut off your need for any kind of treatment later. So all my treatments are aimed so that later on your body can function by itself without any treatment, including mine, only on supplementing what you don't get from food.
Yeah.
So you are really doing the wrong thing. You know, your doctor should be listening to this, okay? Your problem can be cured. I can get rid of the drugs that you're taking right now and make you breathe better, and usually with the first time. I don't make any guarantees. I have patients that I cannot cure because they come too late. But by the way you talk, you don't sound that bad at all.
You have your voice.
tell me what's your problem. How long have your problem? How old are you, if you don't mind telling us?
How old have I been this way?
Yes.
I've been really bad for the last year or two.
How old are you?
How old? I'm 70.
Okay. And so you've been healthy in the past?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So let me ask you, have you ever lost stress the last few years, just prior to your getting bad? Stress, emotional stress from work, from your life.
Well, I don't know. The phone's a little hard to hear you.
The phone's a little hard to. I was asking, do you have any stress prior to your exacerbation of symptom these last couple of years? Yes.
No stress.
No stress. What kind of work you did in the past?
Well, I was a trucker.
Trucker? Did you have a stress in the past work?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm trying to do, educate is this. The root causes of your problem have to do with emotional stress, bad diet. So you were a truck driver?
Yes.
Okay. So your diet, I'm going to tell you, is probably horrible because you're on the road all the time.
Yes.
And you probably were never educated. You put the wrong kind of oil in your car.
Mm-hmm.
Our car is smarter. It stopped running. Okay. You put the wrong kind of stuff. You put the wrong thing in the computer stopped running. Okay.
Right. But if you put junk in the body, it's
not. If you put junk in the body, our body is more resilient. You use white sugar to treat rats, they die. The human body is more resilient, which is a kind of bad news because then you think everything is still okay.
Yeah.
So you should call Dr. Tong and make an appointment.
Okay, call my 714 number.
Yes, let me get you again. It's 714-556.
And where is he located?
8664.
In Costa Mesa.
We're in Costa Mesa.
Costa Mesa.
Somebody have a...
Did you get the number?
Yes, I wrote that down when you gave it before.
Okay, great. Well, give us a call.
I'll be happy to come. I can make it better.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, sure, Paul. Bye-bye. I think there's one more question. Gladys, she's not on the air. I think she has an insomnia problem. Can you...
Yes. I regret that we cannot get Henry on the phone because Henry came to me a little bit for the back pain. I got him better.
He had insomnia?
He had severe insomnia.
Right, from stress.
The back pain had to do with the kidney. Kidney had to do with fear. And Henry always wanted to have his own business. But for 30-some years, he always worked for somebody else. But right after my treatment, within 2 weeks, he quit his job, started his own business. And then he got busy with a new thing because he got this courage, okay? And he stopped seeing us about 5-6 months or longer.
He was doing so well.
He was doing so well that you cannot restore the body's health within a couple of weeks. So Henry came back to me with severe insomnia. And he couldn't sleep because he had been thinking. He was
stressed
not,
out.
He was stressed out. He was not really doing well with business. But anyway, I cured insomnia.
So he's sleeping.
Yeah, just call us. Then I can help you.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. Our message is that your pain, depression, asthma, allergies, insomnia, anything, COPD, as Paul calls about, that can all be cured with Dr. Tong's method. Call today before 2 to make an appointment to get your free gift. The number is 714-556-8664. Call before 2 again to get a free gift. We're running out of time. We're going to have more exciting case histories next week.
Check our website. Send me your email and get on the...
newsletter to learn about Dr. Tong's treatment. We're going to have exciting cases next week again, same channel, KBRT, AM 740, 1130 AM Saturday. Bye.
KBRT, Avalon.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the